I titled my message this week, Life in the Whirlwind. And I think we've been in a whirlwind for a long time. And all of us individually sometimes get caught up in the whirlwind. The scripture I want to read for today is in chapter 10 of Mark, verse 35 through 45. Now, this is when Jesus was teaching about serving others. Hear God's word. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came over and spoke to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do us a favor. What is it? He asked. In your glorious kingdom, we want to set in the place of honor next to you. They said, one at your right and the other at your left. Jesus answered, you don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink from the bitter cup of sorrow that I am about to drink? And are you able to be baptized with the baptism of suffering I must be baptized with? Oh, yes, they said, we're able. And Jesus answered, you will indeed drink from my cup and be baptized with my baptism. But I have no right to say who will sit on the thrones next to mine. God has prepared those places for the ones he has chosen. When the 10 other disciples discovered what James and John had asked, they were indignant. So Jesus called them all together, and he said, you know that in this world, kings are tyrants, and officials lord over it, the people beneath them. But among you should be quite different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be a servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even I, the Son of Man, come not to be served, but to serve others and to give my life for a ransom. It's all about ambition. I got a little commentary in my Bible about ambition before I get into my message. And this is what it says. In this remarkable interchange, we learn that even following Jesus can be twisted out of shape by selfish ambitions. James and John seem to have been consumed with the desire to be Jesus' greatest disciples. And perhaps this ambition began as a sincere longing to please their Lord, but it became a selfish and petty competition as power and authority over others became their goal. So if we notice that their selfish ambition led them to invert their relationship to Jesus, they began demands on him rather than asking him what he should have them do. Jesus' response is devastating. Simple, or like our ambition, should not be to obtain position or power, but to serve one another. Only then will we find truly who is the greatest in the kingdom.